Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. And we welcome you to the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Join us now as we worship Him together.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name.
And I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. And we take time today to greet you in Jesus' name. Let's turn to the Word of God, for the Scripture for today comes to us from Acts 20 and 35. Just a few powerful words. It says, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Some folks have trouble figuring that out and understanding that. But if you give your heart to Jesus, you'll be able to interpret that Scripture and understand what it means. Well, if it's convenient and possible, why don't you invite someone to worship with you? And then if the radio time is inconvenient, our website is always available, www.pentecostalradio.org. You click listen online to hear the service and then select the date. And then on the website, if anyone would like to make a contribution with your debit or credit card, just click donate on the front page and follow the prompts. There are no hidden fees or charges, and I'm notified immediately when you do that. Praise the Lord. I'll give you some contact information in just a little while. Page 249 in the celebration hymnal. Sing along with us on a favorite, "O Come, All Ye Faithful."
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold of angels. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. Choirs of angels sing in exultation. Oh, sing, all ye bright hosts of heaven above. Glory to God. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ. flesh appearing. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Hallelujah. Don't you appreciate the hymns that have been written about the Christmas season? We have sung many of them for many years. And by age, you might say, well, that's an old song. And that may be true in that respect. But these never get old to us. Psalms 37, beginning with verse 7, is our precious promise. As we enter into prayer time, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, forsake wrath, and fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Sound advice, the word of God from Psalms 37, beginning with verse 7. Let's ask the Lord to help us to let our light shine during this holiday season. Father, we thank you for the goodness of God. We thank you, Lord, today because we can rest assured in the Lord and we can wait patiently for you. Lord, we don't have to fret ourselves and be upset because it seems like someone prospers more than we do. Lord, or you know, it looks like sometimes the one that brings wickedness to pass is the one that succeeds. Lord, help us today to keep our minds and our thoughts upon you and not get our minds upon these things. But Lord, we want to do what David said here. Cease from anger, forsake wrath, fret not thyself in any way to do evil. We're glad, Lord, today that you keep us sanctified and holy. Lord, I just pray that you'll speak to hearts and help us during this Christmas season to keep our lights ever shining and brightly burning. Keep our wicks trimmed, keep our globes polished, and Lord, to let the light of Jesus shine upon us. Have your way today, Lord. Bless us and draw us close together. And when we'll give you thanks, Lord, for all you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Let's worship and adore him. Let's worship and adore him. Let's worship and adore him, Christ the Lord. For he alone is worthy. For he
Dennis Myers and Sister Linda's at the piano. Thank you so much for worshiping with us each time. We're here daily at this time, the Lord permitting and providing. And after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you'd like to share something for a Christmas offering with the power of Pentecost to help us keep coming to you, it would be appreciated. And if you don't have any money, you'd be glad to have a song request or a prayer request or just a Christmas card from you. And we'd be so happy to hear from you. Send any mail or make any checks payable to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. We're looking forward to hearing from you, and I'll try to give you a little bit more of that information before we leave the air today. Here's one entitled, When Christ Was Born.
Christ was born in Bethlehem's lowly manger. When angel hosts brought tidings from on high, the shepherds gazed in fear and awesome wonder, while songs of joy were wafted from the sky. Go tell the news, the blessed gospel news. A Savior lives, a King is born. Go tell the news, the blessed gospel news. Oh, praise His name, a King is born. The heavens ring with tidings of great wonder. A King is born, a gift to fallen man. Go search for Him, you'll find Him in a manger. Go tell the world of God's salvation plan. Go tell the news, the blessed gospel news. A Savior lives, a King is born. Go tell the news, the blessed gospel news. Oh, praise His name, the King is born.
I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You've been in tune with us on the Daily Ministry of the Power of Pentecost. Join us for the next service. Thank you so much for being here. Send any mail, cards, letters, checks, money order. The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.
Go tell the news, the blessed gospel news. I say.